Hi Tracy, and welcome to SNUA, and please share your experience, strength, and hope with us.
Hello, Jan. Thank you for asking me. I really appreciate it. I just came back from the international, not just like today, but this past week, came back from the international conference, the AA conference in Vancouver. And it was pretty cool to see all those people, all those sober people in one place. From all over the world, from all walks of life. Kind of remind you of a giant SNUA meeting. I don't know. I was there to speak. I'm on the board of the Secular AA group, the nonprofit group, and I spoke on the We Agnostics panel, and so it was an honor to do that. It's probably the biggest thing I've ever done in my sobriety as far as service goes in that way. Speak like that and just share my experience and strength and hope. And yeah, so it was nerve-wracking. I was nervous. And I kind of want to go into that today as a topic, mental health. And recovery and sobriety. I deal with anxiety, I deal with depression, and I've had to learn that it's something that's always going to be there. It's not something that'll go away. It's not something that a pill will solve. It's not something that a step will solve. It's not an inventory on and share that inventory with somebody, it just magically disappear. It's almost a daily thing alongside, well, there's no almost. It's a daily thing alongside working the programs for sobriety. I do have a counselor. I do have, I had a psychiatrist that I would see. But now I just see my doctor for any medications. And I kind of have a counselor that I talk to. So, and yet those things, this mental health thing still, it's there. It's there. And I have to accept that it's there. And I have to accept that it's something I have and not beat myself up for it. That was something that I did when I didn't understand having, I didn't understand dealing with mental health issues. I would beat myself up in the way I felt, and I would seek comfort, and I would get high and drink. And later in my sobriety, I realized that, a lot of things that I do are just escapes from, or just escapes from dealing with mental health. By the way, I should have raised my hand. I have my sobriety date's July 1st. So on July 1st, I had an anniversary. So I had 34 years on July 1st of, and I say I had 34 years of physical sobriety. Because emotional sobriety, it's ongoing. Mentally, I've been drunk a lot of times. Mentally, I've gone off the rails a lot. If they said, mental or emotional sobriety, if they counted that, then I don't know. I might have an hour, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. So yeah, I kind of wanted to throw that out as a topic, just. As I talk here, for people in the group to talk to share on is after I stop blathering. I it's tough to deal with the the mental health stuff, because I'm always questioning myself. First of all, I'm a people pleaser, a world-class people pleaser, and so I'm always trying to make everybody else happy. I also go to CODA, by the way, to deal with my codependency issues. I think that codependency is a huge part of addiction. I think it's just another form of addiction, actually. That's me. I've learned that. I get just as much a dopamine hit off of people pleasing as I did off of alcohol and drugs. When I've done something that makes somebody else, when I do something that people pleases, I feel that same way that I did when I would get high. I feel like, oh, everybody's that you get when you take the first drink of the day or something. You can relax your shoulders. You can take a breath. It was the same way. It's no different for me. So that's what I work on today. I realized that alcoholism, drinking was only a symptom of all this other underlying stuff, emotional sobriety and codependency stuff, that I constantly work on. That's the daily work. That's why I keep coming back, because I have a constant search for comfort. Definitely a comfort junkie. It's just a constant. I don't like just being average or normal or whatever baseline is. I gotta be, I think of there's this movie called Spinal Tap, and this about this rock band, and the guy wants his amplifiers to go up to 11, and that's me. I gotta have everything go up to 11. I can't just have everything's okay, average, I gotta have some melodrama, in my life for me to be happy. It's a horrible habit. It's a horrible way to be, but it's my lot in life. So I don't think I'll be talking very long, by the way. Again, I'm not a huge speaker. I like to share in meetings. I'm not one that likes to do leads so often, but Jan asked me, and I helped Jan, and I thought I would help out by all means. I like Tusnu too. Tusnu has been a huge part of my through the pandemic, and when they came on Zoom. So I try to help where I can. I designed the Tusnu logo for them way back. I still have a couple shirts in my closet over there. I think I've washed them. They're too small now. Washed them too much. Might have to get a new one. So at the conference, I spoke about We Agnostics. That was the panel that I was on. I just spoke about not believing in a God or gods, and how it was for me. I came up in regular AA or Orthodox AA, I like to call it sometimes. And I did believe in a God, and I only believed in a God because my parents told me that there was a God, and the grown-ups told me that. And so I thought there was a God, and people pleaser from the beginning. Didn't question it. Didn't ever feel 100% right about it, but I didn't question it, until later, way later on in my sobriety. And I started to just kind of slowly back away from it. I didn't like run away from any of that. I wasn't one of those people who just always knew it and didn't believe it. I people pleased my way out of believing in God. Found some agnostic meetings here in Cleveland, and I found my tribe that way, after finding some agnostic in-person meetings. So anyway, again, the mental health thing is huge. I highly, and I'm not giving medical advice, I'm just saying what worked for me, but I highly suggest talking to somebody if you feel like you have some issues there. Talk to a doctor and get it out, because it'll take you down. It really definitely will take you back to drinking, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's amazing how we have, there's a gym on every corner for physical sobriety, but for mental sobriety, it's like there's this stigma attached to it. There should be a counselor on every corner, in my opinion, for people to talk to and get the shit out of their heads, you know? But, you know, maybe one day, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to talk too much longer because, again, not a long speaker. And but Jan, I appreciate you asking me. Throw out to the group, you know, how do you deal with your mental health issues? Or do you have them that you deal with? Or, do you have somebody in your family that you know? I don't know. So mental health and sobriety would be the topic I would throw out to the group to discuss. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.